Indianapolis's first indoor dog park opens this month. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Darius Smith, the man behind the idea. Smith moved to Indianapolis from Las Vegas and soon discovered he had nowhere to entertain his dog in the cold winter months.
Indianapolis is going to be getting its first indoor dog park, which is very exciting news for those, especially now during the winter. So we want to take our dog somewhere we don't have to be outside and freeze. Mm-hmm. And you are the idea man behind that. Tell me a little bit about how that all started for you.
I would say that it started for me last year. I got into Indianapolis in around November. And last year, if you remember, it was a lot better, not, a lot warmer. And I was wearing hoodies for a while. And I would say maybe December, the week before Christmas, it got extremely cold, single digits, and maybe in the negatives. And I have this big Doberman Pinscher. Well, he's not that big. He's like 100 pounds. And he loves being outside. He didn't really mind the snow, but he wanted to be outside. So I kind of took him and it sucked for me. I didn't like being in the cold. He didn't mind. I didn't like it. So I just got on Google and was figuring out, like, where's the closest indoor park? Where's the best place to take him indoors that I can make sure that he can still run around and I don't have to suffer? And I didn't find anything. So kind of struggled through last winter and made the best of it, which I think is what everybody does. And I thought there's got to be a solution for this. So I started doing some more Googling, making some phone calls and seeing who I can connect with in town. And over the summer, things kind of started to fall in place.
You talked about how it just kind of got the ball rolling and things started mm-hmm. happening. Mm-hmm. Has it been a complicated process to get that up and going? And when do you anticipate it opening exactly?
Honestly, most businesses are really kind of stressful and hard to open. And I won't say that this was the easiest thing I've ever done, but it actually fell together very, I think I was kind of blessed. Like God was like, this should happen. You should do this. Let's get it open before the winter comes.
And it was meant to be.
I think so. He kind of just did the work for me. I had to do a lot of work. I had to make a lot of phone calls. I had to meet a lot of people. I had to take some risk. I had to borrow some money. We will be opening in December of 2018. So that's within the next few weeks.
Give us kind of an idea of what an indoor dog park looks like, what this one's going to look like, and how will it work?
Facility is about 6,500 square feet. There's a big dog play area. It's about 2,200 square feet, so it's pretty big. The small dog play area is about 1,200 square feet, just because the smaller dogs are a little smaller mm-hmm. and don't take up as much room, don't have to sprint as much, and don't have to, you know, have as much play space. But it's pretty big size still for the small dogs. And then in between the two, there is a potty area for the dogs. So it's connected to the plumbing. It's not going to be, you know, smelly in there. We'll be able to rinse it down, wash it, and things like that. The first perception that people get for their understanding, or the way that people assume originally, is the place they take their dogs for daycare or boarding. We're a lot less, we're very, very far away from a boarding facility and a lot more like an outside dog park. We're not a place where you come and drop your dog off and then you come back and they're tired and ready to go to sleep. We're hoping to have the same effect, but you get to stay and play with your dog. You come in and we have toys, we have balls, we have other dogs, we have people, we have employees that will allow your dog to run around and play, and you play with your dog and you stay as long as you want. It'll work. It works on a membership base, so you can get a monthly membership. And if you don't want to commit to a monthly membership, you can also buy a one-day pass. So if you just come in for the day and you're like, I don't know if I want to come here, you know, all month long, you can just get a one-day pass. And as long as your dog is vaccinated with rabies, distemper, and Bordetella, then you're good to go.
Well, congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
That was Darius Smith, the man behind the new downtown indoor dog park, which will open this month near Castleton Square Mall.